It's time now for Paul Speranza's Winter Weather Forecast Show, brought to you by Epperson Tree. With more than 20 years of experience, Epperson Tree gives you the confidence that your trees and shrubs are in good hands. Epperson Tree can help you get the job done, but help you get the job done right. Wild Birds Unlimited, Hendersonville, proud to provide expert advice to help you bring song, color, and life into your backyard, no matter what the season. GNB Energy, providing customers with the best products and the best customer service available at competitive prices. Kaysen Oil, with fast, reliable petroleum service and more. Kaysen Oil and Kaysen Companies, fueling comfort, quality, and community. Once again, a big thank you to our sponsors for Paul Speranza's Winter Weather Outlook Show, Wild Birds Unlimited, GNB Energy, Kaysen Companies, and Epperson Tree. Well, Paul, here we go, our 30-minute winter weather forecast, and you're doing it from a different location after how many years?
36 years, Mark. 36 years up on Long John. Yeah, it's, I'm going to go into a little detail there, and then the middle part of the thing, I want to give you analogs and so forth, what I'm looking at,
yep.
And tell what other people are looking at.
Okay.
And then at the end, I'll tell you a little rundown of what we're doing and what I think will end up with the winter.
Okay.
But as I always say, the good Lord knows exactly what's going to happen, but we try our best. Like I said, to all the sponsors that are sponsoring this program, I thank every one of them. I know three of them really well, and I want to say I could really speak for Epperson Tree Service. We have had them for many, many years, Bill and his wife there,
yeah.
And Julie. And like I said, they've done a lot of work for Kelly and Neil. They've done a lot of work for Rockwell down in Saluda. After the big the tropical storm came through here, Helene, I had about $8,000 worth of trees that came down just before we sold our home. You don't have to babysit these people. They come in, they do their job. They're not running around yelling and screaming like some of these other tree companies. They do the job, and the only thing I can tell you, for all the years, we know them. If you want quality work, that's the people you want to deal with. You pay for what you get, they say in Mark.
Yes, sir.
In life. Isn't that true?
That is very true,
so,
yes.
So they're great people. I've known them for a long time, and I wish them the very best down the road on everything that's happening with their issues out there right now. But otherwise, you know, Birds Unlimited, great place to go get your bird seed and your bird houses and everything, because winter's just around the corner, and they need to eat, too.
Yes, they do.
And GMB Energy, I've dealt with them close to 22 years now when we were up on Long John, and they're great people. Whenever you need something, just take it. But I'm not really familiar with Kaysen. I've never dealt with them, but they're fine people. I see their trucks every so often going around.
Yep.
So once again, to all these fine people, support them. They're a merchant here in Henderson County. Those are the people you want to deal with, somebody that you know and can trust. So let's get into the forecast here. You know, we're talking about winter. Winter, here it is, the 15th of October, 5 p.m., and we're in the middle of October, and before you know it, we'll be talking about winter weather coming down the road. Officially, this was several weeks ago when I started working on my forecast. Like I said, it's not where you sit down for 5 minutes and say, well, this is what I'm going to just slap down. I don't care. I'm just reading off what I'm talking about. And whatever happens, happens. I go into great detail for the people that know me in Henderson County, that they see me. I try to do the job correctly when I do it. And I did a lot of research and a lot of analogs. And I'm going to give you those analogs. And, you know, I've dealt with the Weather Service when I used to go down to hurricane school for 14 years in Florida. I had to deal with between the hurricane people down there and a lot of National Weather Service people from around the country. A lot of them are great people. Some of them, just because they wear a tie and a jacket, think they're high and mighty out there. And they weren't along very friendly with a lot of the other people that were down at these conferences where I went for schooling. But like I said, the Weather Service here in Greenville-Spartanburg came out with their winter forecast about 3 weeks ago. You might have seen it posted. I don't know. Like I said, I see so many things that are available for me where I do my work.
Yeah.
And they came out and said, yeah, at that time, La Nina had not formed yet. But they were going with a La Nina, and we'll talk about that in a moment. A La Nina forecast calls for a very wet and warm winter across our part of the country.
Wet and warm.
And that's the way they left it. It was cut and dry, cut and dry. That's all they put out there. This is what's going to be across western North Carolina, the eastern part of the Carolinas and then going south of our area and north of us. There's no explanation. Cut and dry, they said. It's going to be warm. It's going to be wet. Okay. Well, that's great. I like the warmness. I don't want to hear the wetness. But I know a lot of people want to hear about cold and so forth. So a La Nina is the cooling of the waters out in the Pacific Ocean. And they come on in. They come in across the western part of the United States. They make that loop up. And then they swing on down across the middle part of the country, coming down through Texas, and then across the southeast where it's moist and not warm and humid down there. Then swings around and comes up on the east side of our area, the mountains, coming up through the Carolinas, and then gradually comes out back out into the Atlantic where the waters are warm. So that's your La Nina this year. And that effect of the Weather Service put in on the 9th of this month, officially, we are now in a La Nina for the United States for this coming winter. So that's the point there. You know, like I said, you know, I saw that. That does not tell you much about what about, are you going to get snow? Are you going to get any ice? Are you going to get a lot of rain? You know, when you come out and say warm and wet, that doesn't tell you much about, anybody could come out and tell you it's going to be a warm, wet winter or a cold, snowy winter. But you got to come out with facts and figures. You just can't leave a number out there. And people look at that and they stop me all the time. They ask me different questions. I said, you know what you got to do? You need to pick up the phone and call them down in Greenville, Spartanburg. They're the ones who made the forecast. You heard my forecast. And I'll give you details on mine, what I'm looking at. So with that in mind, I want to talk a little bit. I was up on Long John as we started the program earlier. I've been up on Long John for 36 years. I have 36 years of weather records. I had a professional weather station. It's now at WTZQ station. So if you ever come by there, you can see it on the side of the building out in the open lot. And where he has it located, Mark, you have a perfect location. It's wide open.
Yeah.
You don't have nothing blocking you. So when you want a precise instrument, like I said, it was a $2,500 unit when I purchased it. And like I said, Mark has it now at the studio, so he can have that information. I'm living here in Blue Ridge Villas. I'm about 300 feet lower here than what I was up on Long John. And Mark, you know what my house was like when you came up there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We are up. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Like I said, when last winter, I'm going to talk about these last two winters. The winter before this last one, I had just a trace of snow. We had no snow at all in Henderson County. The second winter, just was the winter last year, I ended up with 2.3 inches of snow up there. By the time I left my house and came down on 191, the grass was green down there. I had 2 inches of snow sitting on my yard up there. It wasn't where I shoveled it or plowed it or anything like that. It was just because the elevation made the difference. And people would say to me, why does your vehicle got snow on it? I said, because I just left my house. So, like I said, that was all the snow that we ended up with last year. And, like I said, was a little disappointing for some out there, but wanted a lot more. But like I said, when I lived up there, we had state roads up there, and you've got to wait for, you're not in a city over there. You've got state roads, and the state sometimes takes 4 or 5 days to get up there and plow the road. So, you know, it takes a while. If you don't have a four-wheel vehicle, you could do your driveway. My driveway was 300 feet long. But yes, you could clean your driveway, but if the road's not clear, where am I going? So, like I said, it was a whole different thing. I'm in the city now, and like I said, I'm completely flat over here. When I look out the big windows, I could see everything now, Mark. It's not like before where I had all the trees. I had 50 acres of woods behind me and everything else. You saw just trees, trees, trees. Here now it's wide open out there. So, like I said, it's really a whole different scenario. And like I said, it's going to be a completely different scenario on this coming winter from up there to what I got down here. So you want to start this forecast, or you want to start the next segment?
Well, this is a really good time to take a break and hear from our sponsors. And we'll be back in just a bit with section number 2 of Paul Speranza's long-range winter weather forecast outlook. You keep it tuned right here to the Q.
When the cold rolls in, stay cozy with seasoned all hardwood firewood from Epperson Tree. Cut, split, and ready to burn. Our firewood is locally sourced, clean, and burns long and hot. Perfect for wood stoves and backyard fires alike. Got yard debris? Bring your logs, brush, and stumps to our stump dump, open to the public and easy to access. And remember, Epperson Tree is here for all your tree care needs, from trimming and removals to storm cleanup and more. Stay warm, stay local. Epperson Tree, your hometown source for firewood, stump disposal, and professional tree care. Call 606-4980 or visit EppersonTree.com today.
Picture this, the warmth and glow of a fire wrapping around you, and the beauty of a cozy heat gas fireplace installed by G&B Energy, lighting up your evening. Right now, bring home that comfort with a $550 rebate plus 100 gallons of free propane from G&B. No wood, no mess, just instant warmth at the touch of a button. Best of all, G&B can install your new fireplace. Visit G&B Energy today, as this offer won't last. Restrictions apply. Visit gbenergy.com.
Winter weather is coming, and our feathered friends need your help. When the snow covers the ground, it's harder for birds to find the seeds and the water they depend on. At Wild Birds Unlimited, you'll find everything you need to keep them fed, watered, and happy all winter long. From heated bird baths to nutrition-rich seed blends and feeders designed for cold weather, stop by Wild Birds Unlimited, conveniently located in the Harris Tweeter Shopping Plaza, and bring nature home this winter.
At Kaysen Oil, they make it easy to stay warm and stay fueled. Their team proudly delivers petroleum products throughout Western North Carolina with fast, reliable service and a commitment to customer care that keeps folks coming back year after year. For top name brand oil products and friendly, knowledgeable service, call Kaysen Oil today. And remember, Kaysen is more than an oil company. They also offer masonry and landscaping supplies, plus beautiful fire pits to make your outdoor spaces shine. Kaysen Companies, fueling comfort, quality, and community.
And a big thanks to our sponsors, Wild Birds Unlimited, G&B Energy, Kaysen Companies, and Epperson Tree for sponsoring Paul Sperenza's long-range winter weather forecast show. We are now into segment number two. So, Paul, we've talked a little bit about history. You talked a little bit about the La Nina. Where do we go from here, sir?
Okay, now we're going to go into analogs, Mark.
Okay, okay.
Like I said, you know, when I do my forecast, how should I put this? When you use the model runs, like I said, I lost some of my model runs and stuff because of the price of everything. You know how things are going out of whack when you go to grocery stores or any place. Everything's going up. And that didn't leave out any of these model runs for the, you know, businesses and so forth that I had to deal with for doing this weather for some of the model runs that I had to use. And so I had to drop some of them off last year over there because of the price was so high. I couldn't do it. But like I said, when I use, I don't come out and say, okay, we look at the model runs. The model runs, when I was at hurricane school, they're there for our guidance. You don't live by them. You got to look around globally, and you hear me use that term quite frequently.
Yeah.
You just don't look at what's going on in Tennessee or Virginia or South Carolina or the Carolinas. That's fine. That's if you want to see what a local forecast may be. But if you want to see what's going on down the road, you have to look at what's going on around the earth and how that's going to change with the jet stream and everything else. One thing you heard what I mentioned just a moment ago, and the Weather Service people are great people. I have never really dealt with them out of Greenville, Spartanburg, but like I said, I've dealt with many of them down at hurricane school. And, you know, coming out with that wet, warm winter for our area for this coming winter, 25-26, well, that's fine. I mean, that's what they want to put out. That's great. I will see. We'll see what happens. But one of the things I want to talk about right now is, you know, the last two winters we had, might as well say, no snow at all, way below the 30-year average.
Yep, yep.
Okay, this year, if you're for those that may have access to it, that may not, see what's going up in Siberia right now. Go see what's going on up in northern Canada. The last 2 years, there was hardly any snow up or ice up in those areas. So if you don't have a lot of ice and snow on the ground those last 2 years, sure, we had some shots of cold air when you get the stratosphere warming. I talk about that. Nobody else seems to talk about that. That's something that's in the atmosphere that's going to affect us this year. And when now, this year, since late summer to early fall, now just the beginning part of October, they have 50% more snow and ice up there than they did the last two winters.
Wow.
Okay? So when you're talking 50% more, that's covering a lot of real estate up there compared to what it was the last 2 years. Okay. That's great. That's what you want to see if you want to get some cold down here, because if you don't have any cold up there where it's ice and snow, sure, you get some shots. And we did. You saw how cold some of these the last couple of winters. We got some cold shots, and people were telling me that their fuel bills went out of whack. Well, I said, what do you expect when you got temperatures at zero in the morning and in the teens in the daytime hours? Sure, it's going to suck up the energy out there. But that's one thing that I'm looking at that nobody else seems to be talking about. And here's the analog. I'm going to give you three sets of analog. I broke them down. I'm going to give you what the temperatures ended up being and how much snow for each month. So we're going to start off. These are the three analogs that popped up on the computer for the La Nina for over here for this coming winter. You could take it for a grain of salt, or you could listen how they're broken down. Like I said, I'm giving you information that you're not going to hear on any station around here. Nobody's taking the time to do anything like that. They're going to read, a lot of them are just going to read the weather service. I've seen that already on some of the things. It's going to be warm and wet. Well, we'll see. Maybe it will be. But, okay, you go back to 13, 14. Okay, you're going to start off with December. You were 2.8 degrees above normal. You had no snow for the month of December. January, that was in 14. It was 6.5 below normal. You ended up with 1.3 inches of snow. This is all here. This is all here for Henderson County.
Right, right.
Okay, February ended up being a normal month for temperatures. You ended up with 7.9 inches of snow. March, you ended up with 2.6 below normal, and you were 0.4 of snow during the month of March, giving you a total of 9.6 inches for the season. This is from December through March. So December 1st through March 31st, that's that first analog that we're looking at, year 13, 14.
All right, 2013, 2014. Got it.
Yep. And then the next one is the 17th and 18th. 2017, 2018. We're going to do the same thing. It's all broken down for you, so you have it. It's not where I'm just telling you this and that. I took the time to get the numbers for you. Starting in December, we were 2.6 degrees above normal, but we ended up with 11.4 inches of snow in December. January, we were 2.2 below normal on the temperature, ended up with 13.8 inches of snow. February was a wild month on temperatures. We were 10 degrees above normal for temperatures, and we had only a trace of snow. And then in March, we had 1.2 below normal, and we ended up with 1.3 inches of snow. And that brought you to a total of 26.5 inches of snow for that season from December 1st through January 31st. So that was that situation. And the last one that came up was the year 19 and 20. And starting off with December, we were 4.9 degrees above normal. We had a trace of snow. January, we were 5.8 degrees above normal. We had 0.6 of an inch of snow. February, we were 4.2 inches above degrees above normal, or 2.4 inches of snow. And March was 7.2 above normal. We had a trace of snow, and that brought you a total of snow for the year to 3 inches. That was December 1st through March 31st. So those are the analogs that I'm looking at. Those are the numbers of the years that popped up for how this La Nina is coming. So like I said, you know, you could go out and say, all right, this is the way it's going to be. Or you could say, which year do you want to look at to see which one do you want? Nobody knows for sure. But like I said, nobody, and one thing I want to mention on these numbers here, when we come out, when we gave these numbers, we didn't mention, like this coming winter, how much snow will we get? And I'm going to talk about what I'm looking at. How much ice are you going to get? When you get a La Nina, you get a lot of warm air coming up from the south. At the same time, you could have cold air coming down. You get in the middle battleground between both of them, and if you don't have cold air at the top area of the atmosphere where everything starts, how are you going to get snow? It's got to be 32 degrees or colder at the top. So if it's 36 degrees up there and it's cold in the middle and cold at the bottom, you're either going to come out with sleet or you're going to come out with freezing rain.
So, Paul.
And, you know, like I said, you've got,
Yeah, let me ask you something. Those analogs you just gave us from the winter of 13, 14, winter of 14, 15, or 16, 17, I think, and then 19, 20.
Yeah, 17, 18, and 19 and 20.
Gotcha. Yep. So why did you pick those analogs specifically? Is that, were those also La Nina years?
Those are La Nina. Those are what the model, when you put in the information that you wanted for La Nina, for our area.
Gotcha.
So they come up with all different numbers.
Okay.
But those are the three that came up as the better gradient of what you might be looking at for this coming winter.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, you understand what I said? There's a lot of other ones out there,
yep,
but they were not at the top of the list. These were ones that were at the top of the list. Not saying the other ones would be better or worse.
Okay.
We'll just have to wait and see. But one thing, as I said, when you got a La Nina, you get a lot of warm air coming up from the south.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you heard one of the, well, it was 10 degrees above normal in February of 18. 10 degrees above normal, that's pretty warm for February when you're talking 10 degrees above normal.
Right.
But for the whole winter, you ended up with 26.5 inches of snow out there.
Yeah.
So when you come down, other people don't talk about the possibilities of ice. We don't. That's a dirty word in my word vocabulary, because living up on Long John, I know, and many other people know too, if you're up in elevation, you get the ice and you lose your power. And it's no fun when it's cold out there. If you don't have a generator or anything,
yeah,
and you've
yeah
got your power off for 3, 4, 5 days, it's not a bargain. And ice will kill you out there because you can't go anyplace.
Right.
The
right
roads and everything are slick. So, like I said, that's the thing you've got to look at when you've got a La Nina. Or the other thing is when we talked about stratosphere warming. We had several episodes of that last year. And like I said, I just brought out the incident of how the snow cover and ice cover is across Siberia this year and across northern Canada.
Okay.
From late summer to early fall. That wasn't there the last two winters. That's there now.
Okay.
So when you get these high pressures building over the top of those areas, cold air is, the warm air is going to push the cold air southward. It takes approximately 14 days to come from the poles when you get stratosphere warming or polar vortex. It's going to push it southward. And then where does it come? Does it come straight down into the middle part of the country first? Does it come out into the Rockies? Or does it come down into the eastern part of the United States? Whoever gets it down first, that's where the cold is. Now, if you got snow on the ground in these locations where it's coming in, watch out, because between the cold that's coming out of, from that system that's coming out of the North Pole up there, and you got snow on the ground. Remember, when you got snow on the ground, it's not like having brown ground. Brown ground, you get during the daytime, the sun is heating that ground up, even though it's wintertime. But you got snow cover, the sun hits it, reflects it back up into the atmosphere.
All right, Paul,
and, you know, like I said, your temperature. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's time for us to take our last break for our sponsors, and then we'll come back for our third and final section here for Paul's winter weather forecast and what you see, what you think may happen for us during this La Nina winter. So hold on. We'll be back in just a moment after hearing from our sponsors.
When the cold rolls in, stay cozy with season all hardwood firewood from Epperson Trees. Cut, split, and ready to burn. Our firewood is locally sourced, clean, and burns long and hot. Perfect for wood stoves and backyard fires alike. Got yard debris? Bring your logs, brush, and stumps to our stump dump, open to the public and easy to access. And remember, Epperson Tree is here for all your tree care needs, from trimming and removals to storm cleanup and more. Stay warm, stay local. Epperson Tree, your hometown source for firewood, stump disposal, and professional tree care. Call 606-4980 or visit EppersonTree.com today.
Picture this, the warmth and glow of a fire wrapping around you, and the beauty of a cozy heat gas fireplace installed by G&B Energy, lighting up your evening. Right now, bring home that comfort with a $550 rebate plus 100 gallons of free propane from G&B. No wood, no mess, just instant warmth at the touch of a button. Best of all, G&B can install your new fireplace. Visit G&B Energy today, as this offer won't last. Restrictions apply. Visit GBEnergy.com.
Winter weather is coming, and our feathered friends need your help. When the snow covers the ground, it's harder for birds to find the seeds and the water they depend on. At Wild Birds Unlimited, you'll find everything you need to keep them fed, watered, and happy all winter long. From heated bird baths to nutrition-rich seed blends and feeders designed for cold weather, stop by Wild Birds Unlimited, conveniently located in the Harris Tweaker Shopping Plaza, and bring nature home this winter.
At Kaysen Oil, they make it easy to stay warm and stay fueled. Their team proudly delivers petroleum products throughout Western North Carolina with fast, reliable service and a commitment to customer care that keeps folks coming back year after year. For top name brand oil products and friendly, knowledgeable service, call Kaysen Oil today. And remember, Kaysen is more than an oil company. They also offer masonry and landscaping supplies, plus beautiful fire pits to make your outdoor spaces shine. Kaysen Companies, fueling comfort, quality, and community.
Once again, a huge thanks to our sponsors, Wild Birds Unlimited, GNB Energy, Kaysen Companies, and Epperson Tree for sponsoring Paul's 30-minute winter weather show. Paul, this is our final segment here, our third and final segment, but you wanted to finish up a little bit about what you were talking in the second segment about those analogs and why it's important to look at those.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, when we're dealing with La Nina, we're doing that one before we took our second break here. You know, when you get that's one of the reasons I think the Weather Service is looking at a warm, wet winter. You get a lot of moisture. When the jet stream comes down across Texas, that's where you want to get your snowstorms or ice storms. You know, it's not where they're coming down from the northwest. You want moisture coming down the Gulf floating into that system where it's coming down out of the Midwest. It's a cold front, and it's going to give you some flurries or maybe a shower. It depends on what the temperature's going to be. But you're not going to get the variety that's coming out of the southwest and then moving here. You want to get our snowstorms coming across Georgia, South Atlanta, that
yep.
area, coming up across the mountains.
Yep.
You don't want it coming in from Tennessee, because if it's coming in from Tennessee, a system, what happens? You've got 5,000-6,000-foot mountains along the Tennessee-North Carolina border. It hits it. It pushes the moisture up in the air. It orographs out. So by the time it makes it to Henderson County, you may have some blue skies and a flurry where on the ski areas they picked up a foot of snow over there.
Right.
Want it to come. If you're going to get a snowstorm, you need it coming up that direction. And then you got to look at what the temperatures are. I talk about all these things, but these other people on TV and stuff don't mention it. You got to look at the atmosphere. How cold is it at the three layers of the atmosphere where this storm is going to develop? What's the circulation around it? What's the millibars going to be in that storm? How strong or weak is it going to be? And how much moisture is it sucking up? What's the model showing on the model run for moisture into that content? And then remember, the average is 10 to 1. You know, it depends on the snow and everything. Some snows are very dry. Some are very wet. So they could be 20 to 30 to 1, depending on how that comes down. So that when you come out with a forecast, many times you hear me over the 24 years that I've been doing weather here, I talk about this as an elevation storm.
Yep.
Because if you're down in the valleys of the in Henderson County, you're seeing rain and snow coming down, but nothing sticking to your yard. You go up several hundred feet, and your yard is covered in snow. So like I said, it all depends on the system. But if you're going to get some snow out of it, you've got to have a decent system coming up from the southwest.
Okay.
But if you don't have any cold air to work with, it's going to be a very wet system, and you're going to get several inches, 2-3 inches of rain out of it, because it's sucking all that moisture out of the Gulf and then moving it northward across the mountains. And another thing, people don't talk about this either. If you're getting a storm coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, everybody gets excited, sees, watches TV, sees it. If that storm decides to make a left instead of a right, I don't care how cold it is a couple of days before that storm gets here, if the storm goes on the left side of the mountains, kiss it goodbye, because it's going to drag warm air right up into all three layers of the atmosphere. You may start off with a little snow or ice, but the 90% of that storm is going to be wet. You want your storm to come east of the mountains, so when you get the circulation around it, it's pulling the cold air down the Appalachians into that storm, and again, where your elevation is in the county, where you're living, from a lower to a higher elevation, will determine what you're going to get, because one number doesn't fit everybody. It's just like rain out there. You hear our rain total observation. You can't come out and say, oh, everybody had a quarter of an inch of rain. You could go up on Laurel Park up there at Echo Mountain, and he has double that up there. Or you could go down in Saluda, and they had nothing over there. So one number does not fit everybody when it comes to snow. But, Mark, yeah. I know we only got a few more minutes here.
Yeah,
my personal opinion is, and this is, I'm you know, like I said, you know me well enough over the years. I've been in weather January 1st, 56 years doing it. I don't, when I make a mistake, I don't run and don't say nothing. I come out and talk about it. But nobody knows for sure, but I'm going with a normal winter around here. You're going to have your ups and downs in temperatures. You're going to get surges of warm air coming up from the south. If you get the stratosphere warming, you know how cold it could get for several days around here. And that you have to look at. You can't say, oh, it was warm for the last 3 days. We got a warm winter. You got 120 days out there that you got to compile up and then do the math on that and see where it comes out to be. So you can't come out and say, oh, we had 2 weeks of very warm weather. We had a warm winter. What happened to all the other weeks out there? So I'm thinking that, you know, when it all comes said and done, I think temperatures are going to be closer to normal.
Okay.
What they should be for that 103 from December to the end of March. And snow totals, I'm going right now, would be pretty close to what the 30-year average is. Remember, the last 3 years we didn't get snow.
Yep.
So your totals actually came down, because you can't keep adding snow onto it when you don't have it.
Right.
But I'm going between 6 to 12 inches of snow across Henderson County if it all turns out and we don't end up with a bunch of warm air coming up from the south and overrides the cold air and makes it ice.
So
ice doesn't count as snow, so we'll just have to wait and see on that part. But 6 to 12, I think as of now, the 15th of October, will be fine numbers to work with as of this time frame.
I know that sometimes in this weather forecast, you've looked at some of the months. You've looked at a December versus a January, a February, then a March. I understand where you're coming from with the 6 to 12 inches. That's a somewhat normal winter. Any idea as to when we'd see any of that?
December, to me, is still up in the air. I know some of the model runs do want to bring the cold. And now, like I said, we're in La Nina, so we're not waiting for that to develop anymore.
Right.
We just got to wait and see where we're going to get some of these cold fronts coming down from Canada and bring the cold down here. But like I said, a question mark in December, but I think January and February and March, you're going to see a lot more opportunity of colder. Not saying cold the whole month.
Right.
We're going to see more shots of cold air coming in where you have to equalize everything. You know, if you got 3 days of warm and 2 days of cold, how warm was those warm days and how cold was the other thing? Because remember, for those that got the weather calendar, it's all there in front of you, seeing what your temperature should be for those dates.
Yeah.
You know, it's not one temperature for the whole month of January or February. It's all broken down on that for our area. It's all for Henderson County. It's not for Asheville. It's not for Greenville. It's where we live. And that's why I made that calendar for 6 years or 7 years, what I did with it.
All right, so for a
question. It's no good getting something out. In Greenville, we don't live over there. We don't live in Asheville. This is where we live, so I try to do the best I can. It takes a lot of work to do it. It's not a five-minute job.
So, Paul, let's do a quick update of what you're saying. We definitely are in a La Nina winter, which is going to affect us somewhat. And it's because of that that you feel like it's going to be a much more normal winter for us as far as days that are cold and days that aren't, and anywhere from the 6 to 12 inches of snow at some point in time during the winter.
Exactly. And one of the things is, again, seeing what's going on up in Siberia and northern Canada compared to the last 2 years, you've got 50% more snow and ice coverage now than you did the last 2 years up there.
Okay.
And one thing before we say goodnight to everybody, I wanted to say thank you to my observation group. We got about 13 people that are on it, all different parts of the county. We're looking for somebody else that would like to be in our program. Everybody uses a Weather Service rain bucket. It's not where you buy a little inexpensive one at the hardware store and say, well, I'm going to do my rain. Everybody's equal in this program. So when you hear me give out those numbers, when they get them back to me in all areas, this gives you a pretty good idea of accuracy of where you are, how much rain fell in those locations. So just want to say thank you to all my group out there for the years that we've been doing it.
Yeah, we certainly do appreciate them. It's work, and they do it. And they wake up in the mornings, and they give you those totals. While we're saying thanks, Paul, we also want to say thank you for your 24 years of service to us here at WTZQ and to Q Nation. We also want to thank our sponsors once again, Wild Birds Unlimited, G&B Energy, Case & Companies, and Epperson Tree. Well, Paul, thank you so much for the work that you did for this. We appreciate the information.
You're welcome, Mark. And Buzz says he's hoping that winter will turn out the way. He's sitting over here listening to all this.
Of course.
So, Mr. Buzz, the weather cat, he's right with me, but he's by my side. So we'll see. We'll keep you posted as we continue working closer to winter, and you know where to listen to us.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like I said, I don't hold anything back. If
all
I see something, I'm going to talk about it. So,
yes.
Mark, thank you for doing the show again. This
yes.
was my 24th year doing it, and I enjoy talking with our customers and listeners out there, and there are great people that listen to our station.
Fantastic. Thanks for the extra effort, Paul. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Q Nation, for taking the time to listen to Paul Speranza's Winter Weather Forecast 30-Minute Special. And once again, a huge thanks to our sponsors. Epperson Tree. With more than 20 years of experience, Epperson Tree gives you the confidence that your trees and shrubs are in good hands. Epperson Tree can help you get the job done, but help you get the job done right. Wild Birds Unlimited, Hendersonville, proud to provide expert advice to help you bring song, color, and life into your backyard, no matter what the season. GNB Energy, providing customers with the best products and the best customer service available at competitive prices. Kaysen Oil, with fast, reliable petroleum service and more. Kaysen Oil and Kaysen Companies, fueling comfort, quality, and community.